This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It is a good morrow to you. Hope you're well. It looks like the rain is like threatening to come down. It did drop in some parts of our province and city last night. And it looks like, hey, we might just end up with a bit of that. Because by the time I checked the weather app yesterday, it was saying 80%, and earlier on, the early hours of this morning, the insomniac in me checked again, 60%, so we'll see how far it goes today. So chances are, you might be, if you don't have an umbrella, experience some downfall. Okay, nonetheless, it is the best in the city. Welcome to it. Can I ask you this question? I'm going to be personal, Askis. How long did it take you to remove your ring after divorce or after your spouse's death? The loss of a spouse through death is not an easy one, and you're therefore left with this reminder on your finger that I had a partner, and you keep it on forever. And so far, out of my timeline, the grannies, even mothers, whether it's 5 years or 10 years or even 20 years, they still have their ring on. I have to ask, do you think if it was, the situation was reversed, she left and daddy was left behind, would he still have his ring on 5, 10, 15, 20 years later? I know I'm being spicy, but I have to ask that question, right? Divorce, on the other hand, is something else, right? When do you remove it? Do you remove it after the court says, the marriage is dissolved, or during the fed up leave?
Talking about
that's
men,
the question, right? After the passing of a spouse. My uncle still has his ring on. It's been 16 years now since his wife passed on. Wow. Love that. Heartwarming, right? How long do you keep it on? I mean, is there a timetable that tells us that it's time now to take off the wedding ring because you're divorced? Or your spouse has passed on. I mean, if you think about it, a wedding ring is a symbol of your love and dedication to one another, right? Therefore, choosing what to do with the ring after your spouse passes on or after the divorce can take a lot of thinking, and emotions are also involved there. So for divorce, many say take the ring off the minute you see that the marriage is over and there's no turning back. While for death, when do you take it off? Are you ready? Are you comfortable? Or you'll only take it off because now you're moving on, you've met somebody new? There's no right or wrong time. But the question will still, you know, be there. When are you taking it off? Bill Gates made news recently that he still has his ring on because he speaks with his hands. And besides what he was saying, people just kept on going to, hey, he still has his ring on. How long did it take you to remove your ring after your spouse's death or after your divorce? And when you take it off, what does that mean for you? And if you still have it on, why? Is it because you don't want to let go? Or this is, I don't know, you have your reasons, tell me. Tapelo kiyo bana, and why talk at Tapelo Diman? I took my wedding ring off after 6 hours after her funeral. My side chick didn't like it.
I can show you feel around.
Tapelo kito rapelani. No, why talk about? Teboho siabelo RT. It took me, and I took mine off after 5 years after my husband's passing. The journey to taking it off wasn't easy at all. I would take it off and the following day put it back on. I felt guilty, but I soon realized that I was still healing and I wasn't giving myself time to be truly okay. So after 5 years, then I was like, okay, I can let go.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when to take the ring off. One, you take it off because you have reached the point of acceptance. I mean, once you take it off, it means that you have accepted that the love of your life is no more, or that the marriage that you had hoped for was not meant to be. And it can be a very bittersweet feeling, but one that is needed in your healing process. Two, you take it off because, hey, you're ready for the new chapter. Because you know what they say, after
A chapter closes, a new one opens. You know, taking one's ring off is a sign that you are ready to take back control of your life. It shows that you have gone through the mourning period, and it's time now to go back to doing things that make you happy, like traveling, going out with friends, or even putting yourself back in the market. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag went to take the ring off. You're ready to move on. I mean, once you are at peace that your spouse is no longer, or that your marriage has ended, you start thinking of, maybe should I move on? However, in order to move on, you have to take off the ring. To continue feeling close to your spouse who died, you can still keep wearing your ring. And that's what most people do, to maintain that closeness to them, while also accepting that maybe I can move on. And some people date you while wearing that ring and still say, keep it. My question to you is, do you want a ring on it?
Uncle T, I don't know why you even pose this question. It's like so hilarious right now because it's so obvious.
That you don't want it.
Uncle T, that I do want it.
How?
Of course. I want it. I want the ring, the house, the everything, the babies, the everything, the whole package.
All right. And should it not work out, what are you going to do with the ring?
I think that for me, I don't understand anyone who would give me a ring and then say, how can you? You gave me a gift, so I must keep the gift.
Yeah.
You cannot take it back.
So are you still going to keep wearing it?
It depends. If it was like one of those rings where I'm like, oh, it's the love that counts, then maybe not. But if it's that ring, then I just need to let you guys know who's who.
Yeah.
Then I'll keep wearing it.
JJ, do you still want it?
No. I don't mind it. I don't like wearing rings on my fingers. It's just a thing. It's just, I think you know what I mean. It's just like some irritation. I'm not used to it. And if it was to come off for any reason, maybe surgery or maybe because I'm pregnant and my fingers are getting fat, I would not put it back on anyways because I do not like objects on my fingers.
Should you get a promise ring?
It's the same thing. It's still a ring. I don't like things on my fingers. But if I get
a promise
ring.
So what would be your symbol then?
A bangle of some sort that I would still keep on because it's pretty.
Or you'll do a tattoo.
Yeah,
And then if it doesn't work?
Nothing. It still looks pretty. So I'm all just for that. Why? Why must you take it off, Uncle T?
I'm just asking.
Would you take it off?
Depending.
On why it ended.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if she passed on, I'll keep it on still.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd keep the tattoo on if the person passed on. I mean, no, I'm lying. I wouldn't. If I moved on, I'd have to remove that tattoo, hey?
John.
I've moved on.
The tattoo?
I'd have to make
another
one.
With his name on?
We can get another one with his name. Oh, name tattoos, Uncle T. No, those things are not done. I would not advise on name tattoos.
Barring, after you've removed the ring, after you've taken it off, because you know people are brave. They'll ask you questions, So what did they say? Ilona are, but ekai ring. T. What I said to them was, I lost weight. I saw leka. But when do you take the ring off?
I never did.
For how long?
I never did until I did forever.
Can
I give you an interesting thing that I've only shared? I don't think I've shared this in my book even. I've only shared it with very few people. I took it off for a whole season of Idols, waiting for South Africa to say, she's had her ring off. And it was off for an entire season before. And nobody picked
nobody
it up.
Nobody saw it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
It's very interesting. Actually,
do you take yours off?
This one is never coming off.
Yes. Yeah, and has never come off?
It has, obviously. Because remember, we have two parts.
I've got you.
We've got the first season and the second
season. I've got you.
And the second season.
My parents is exactly the same.
Yeah. So.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's staying forever.
Yeah.
To a point that right now we're like, do we need to buy new ones or do we just
add on?
Or we just, you know, refurbish. So it's one of those conversations that we're having now.
Add on for her.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, right now she's like, maybe, I think I'm due for a new one.
Oh.
So, girls. So.
Four pipes, Basi. Remind him. What? You think I'm going to be on your side? Pass it for pipes. Remind him. So you were saying, sorry.
I'm saying it's such a... People don't understand how emotive this subject is.
It really is.
Because when it's a passing of a spouse.
Yeah.
Phew. Even though the contract says till death.
Yeah.
Because after death, you're free. Because that's what the contract says.
Yes.
Till
death do us part.
Till us part. So you've fulfilled your contract. So actually that ring is ceremonious.
Four sisters, three family homes, right?
Yeah.
How do you create the peace? Ne?
Yeah.
Four sisters, three family homes.
Okay.
Mom and dad, how do you create the peace?
Okay.
I go to mom and dad. I say, I have my own properties.
Yeah.
Three properties to the three sisters.
Yeah.
I want your wedding bands and all your music. That's how, that's how deep wedding rings are.
So that was the deal you made them to break free, so to speak.
Yeah, because now you've got four daughters and you've got three houses. How are you going to do that? Do you really understand?
Sure.
So I sat them down. I'm like, property, I'm fine. My elder sister's fine as well, but she's not into what I'm into. And I'm into, I want both your wedding bands and all your music. And that's how.
Why did you choose those two things?
Because their rings are their love.
Yes.
And I am a result of their love.
Yeah.
And then I'm the only sister amongst them who understands the wealth of having an entire garage of vinyls.
Yeah.
That's wealth.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose those two things.
I get it.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Now I was not married, but had I had one, when I decide in my mind how the marriage is over. So pawn it, bring the money or spend it on the kids. And that's it, life goes on.
But
the show goes on.
But do you treat the ring like a TV when the relationship is over? Pawn shop! Mindros, hi.
Uncle T, Munjan.
Great out, Tamwen.
Uncle T, you know what? Tina, Savant, we tend to do things in Yendela wrong, right? If only, let me say, oh, you partner, you show me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to wait until you ukeze, kishwe imbasa. Then, but mina, in the end, and then you keep it. I keep on the left hand side if I go on the right hand side. So the whole ceremony, right? Then until she's business is Osha in day one. We divorce China Sabanda Mia. Maksha Adwa, Uncle T. Ungoskazi, before don't get an HR thing. U tell on a young Anit. Abigo Emma Rosi. Masa divorce. Why do I enjoy the same thing with him cool in Tanabantu? Aha, they understand, but we do things aside inside the one, the other part we don't do it.
Looks really me out, and which also speaks to what Unati is going to be talking about, spiritual heritage.
Now, I took off my wedding ring, because I have applied for a divorce in August. So in November, I took it out and then Kaisa Kostapura Kotanswat. Amanyama Kamangayi Kalisa, Emalia Kona, Matangi Lumtuana, Impatas at Christmas. Because I didn't see a reason why I should keep the ring because I felt good it is over. So it's time for me to move on. Yeah, so November, I took off my ring and then Kaisa Kostapura, Ngayi Kalisa.
Uthole malini sitshele phela hawo lolo
hayi Thiboso ukaya kuthi
kide ngwana
ke hanthe mamela saka history abuthi first engagement ka February last year
yeah
and then after mucho ingitile ukodebeni ne
yeah
nathi mucho ubeka hayi country yakwalwa hayi country ikwalwa lockdown Okay, November, I khuzamika go buleganyana motho a fly a tle gape. Second engagement. Give and then what's wrong now? I know I was not there for this one. Ya pele so ile a itsho nixi ke kopo kenye ya di two. Ke ya mane ke kenye. Go tsotsela botse I've got the one, the first one on the right hand side, the second one on the left hand side.
So the Guess so the what? Engagement is still continuing. So you guys are still planning to get married.
Yes.
Okay.
The worst part, really posting overseas. Yeah, you even right now. The third one,
So he gave you a third one when he came back.
No, I'm thinking.
So about the trouble?
How about it? Life goes on. She talks on a pill.
Marora Adams Diamond. Oh, once it's a high two.
I'm not there for marriage. I can't write marriage about
you. Umulelezi, why it's even true?
Why it's even handle? Because nothing but a wedding fail. After Linyano,
whoa. Bring up over. Oring. As in wedding day only.
Wedding.
Why? Wedding day.
Just for the
you have a very warped idea of what marriage is.
Yes.
No. You need to go educate yourself about what marriage is. Because, so's na hanning, asion. Mamele as your brother. Your idea of marriage, yo, kopawi eraser in your mind. Oskai asesa, control alt delete. Santo kalle fatswena. Yo, bye bye.
Bye.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.